Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of the fear of the Lord. I want to review just the definition of the fear of the Lord today, and then we're going to talk about the promises of God that are given specifically to the person who fears the Lord, and they are rich. You will just love it. We found out from the scriptures that there are three basic components to the fear of the Lord. The first one from Proverbs 8:13 is that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So the fear of God in a person's life would be demonstrated by having a hatred for the things that God hates and a love for the things that God loves. Or you could put it this way, that the person who fears the Lord lives a lifestyle of holiness because that person has such a reverence and a respect for God. The second part of the definition of the fear of the Lord is found in Psalm 33, where it says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." So part of fearing the Lord is having a reverential awe for God and his greatness and who he is and his holiness. And the third part of this definition we found in Genesis 22 in the story of Abraham and Isaac. And we find that God himself said to Abraham when he went and began to offer Isaac on the altar and was about to slay his son as a living sacrifice, and the Lord said to him through an angel of the Lord, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." And this speaks to us of the reality that part of fearing God is being willing to not withhold anything from God that he may ask of us. And what are the promises of God to the person who fears the Lord, who hates evil, who has the same attitude towards sin that God has, who has a reverential fear for God, a reverential awe and respect towards the Lord, and who does not withhold anything in his or her life from God? That person who truly and sincerely fears God has many, many promises in the Word of God that he or she can claim for his or her very own. One that we find in Psalm 25 that is so beautiful is this: "Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he chooses. His soul will abide in prosperity, and his descendants will inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant." This Psalm 25, verses 12 to 14, is packed with several promises for the person who fears the Lord. It says he will instruct him in the way he should choose. There's a promise that God will personally guide you and give you instructions. Do you need instruction in your life? We all do. Do you long to hear God's counsel on certain matters? It's promised to you if you fear the Lord. The second promise we find here is the person that fears God, his soul will abide in prosperity. That is a promise from God, and his descendants will inherit the land. So there's a prosperity promised to the person as well as to his descendants. And then verse 14 has one of my favorite promises in it. "The secret of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he will make them know his covenant." Do you ever long to know the secrets of God, the mysteries and secrets of God, who knows everything in the universe? I long for that. I desire to have God reveal those things. That is the promise to the person who fears God. The secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He will make them know His covenant. God will reveal to you the secrets of the covenant of God. Psalm 112, verse 1 tells us, "Blessed is the man that fears the Lord." Psalm 128, verses 1 to 4, elaborates on that point by saying, "How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." So we have this beautiful picture of great blessing on the person who fears God, on the family life of the person who fears God, on the marriage of the person who fears God. "Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." There are multiple promises of protection for the person who fears God. Proverbs 19:23 says, "The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil." This is a promise of protection from evil, from tragedy, from destruction coming to your life. Proverbs 19:23, "To the person who fears God, he will not be visited with evil." Psalm 33, verses 8 and 9 gives us a promise that we need to take hold of for difficult economic times. It says this, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine." So even if economic times were so difficult that food was scarce, and destruction and tragedy and war was literally at your doorstep, this scripture says that the eye of the Lord is on those who fear God and those who hope in His loving kindness to deliver their soul from death. So if war is at your doorstep, you can take a hold of this promise. If you are one who fears God, that God's eye is upon you, that He sees you, He knows where you are, He knows how to protect you, and He'll deliver you from death. And then it goes on to say, He'll keep you alive in famine. So even if food was scarce, God would be able to provide. If He had to multiply food for you supernaturally, His eye is on the person who fears God to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. One of my favorite promises to the person who fears God is found in Psalm 34, verse 7. Where it promises us that the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him to deliver him. Now that is a promise you need to take a hold of, that God's angel literally is camping around you, around your house, around your car, around your bed at night, so that you are delivered in the time of need, in the time of trouble. And this promise is made to the person who fears God. Proverbs 10:27 gives us the promise of lengthy life to the person who loves and fears God. It says, "The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened." So we see that this is a benefit or a promise from God for the person who fears the Lord, who has a reverential awe for God, who respects God and His word and His name, and hates the things God hates and loves the things God loves. The promise to that person is that the fear of the Lord will literally prolong your life. You have the promise of a long life if you are a person who fears God. Don't let the enemy lie to you and say you're going to have a premature death or you're going to be killed at an early age through tragedy. Those are lies that Satan wants you to believe, but the word of the Lord is clear. The fear of the Lord prolongs days. Another tremendous promise for the person who fears God is this, that God will help you to stay away from sin if you are a person who fears God. Proverbs 16:6 says, "In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil." Think about it. When Joseph was approached by Potiphar's wife to sleep with her, to be immoral with her, what an opportunity for a young man who was unmarried, had been sold into slavery, had been mistreated, abused, and could very well be bitter, and yet he maintained his integrity before God, and his fear of God kept him from doing something that would have been very sinful in the eyes of God. It was the fear of the Lord that kept him from falling into immorality. The scripture says that Joseph said to Potiphar's wife, "How could I do this evil thing and sin before God?" The fear of the Lord will cause you to depart from evil. How do we get this fear of the Lord in our lives? We have to depend on God even for this. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 86:11 these words, a prayer, and it's a prayer for you to pray as well. "Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name." If we will ask the Lord to give us an undivided heart that we'll have the fear of God in our lives, it will keep us from evil. It'll keep us from sin. And then it will open the door to these tremendous blessings, these benefits that are promised to the person who fears God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.